This is Flocka, just one of the inexpensive synthetic drugs ravaging South Florida. And there's a new twist that's making fighting these drugs even harder. E-cigarettes, or vaporizer pens. Lieutenant Ozzy Tianga says vaping drugs is so discreet, teens can do it right in school.
There's no scent. They sit in the back of the room and they think it's funny and they're vaping. And what they're vaping, I cannot determine.
It used to be that if you were trying to get high, it would smell.
Exactly. All of it has changed.
And that same secrecy makes it tough for police to know what's inside that vape pen. They have to get it tested by a lab.
And you can't determine what's in it right away.
Not at all. In fact, these individuals can smoke it right in front of you.
A recent CDC study found that e-cigarette use more than tripled among middle school and high school students in 2014. It's not known how much of that is drug-related. Dr. John Cunha says recently a patient was discharged after an overdose and went into a hospital bathroom on his way out of the hospital, vaped more drugs, and had to be taken back to the ER.
I think that these devices do have a role in helping people get off of actual cigarettes, and that they may be proven safer in that case. But in the hands of teenagers and drug abusers, they are definitely a very dangerous thing to have.
The thing to remember here, Jake, is that these are not classified as drug paraphernalia, so there's no federal age limit on who can buy them, although many states do have restrictions. But these shops are popping up everywhere, and not to mention they can easily be bought on the internet. Now, the industry says that vaping is a great thing for a lot of people, that it's helping people to quit smoking, not helping people to start smoking. They, of course, say everything is subject to abuse by drug addicts. And, of course, there is a study now that shows that many of these teens who are vaping, Jake, they have never smoked before. This is new to them.